Harris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute.
All right. I'd like to call this morning's Tuesday, September 17th, regular September meeting to order. Usually it's an adjourned one. This is a moment. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sesich.
She will not be here.
Ms. Flowers.
Present.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Giles.
Here.
Ms. Gilmore.
Here.
Mr. Grader.
Here.
Ms. Hendricks.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska.
He will not be here.
Ms. Vickers.
She will not be here.
We have a quorum.
All right. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Giles. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. I kind of recognized a minute ago a couple of our community members, and we're going to have a follow-up in October for them. But I, again, want to mention just the incredible impact that Coach Pickerel, Dave Stewart, and Frank Carino had on Kendall County and our community. Stay tuned on that. And I know in Forest Preserve we might be talking a little bit more as well. Public comment. Record show there's no one. May have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. The motion is to approve county board minutes from August 27, 2019, standing committee minutes approval of claims in an amount not to exceed $758,225.66, approve the release of county board executive session minutes from June 20, 2017, March 21, 2018, April 3, 2019, approval of the sheriff office fee study, approve preliminary engineering services agreement between Kendall County and H.R. Green in the amount of $23,738.15 to prepare plans and specs for concrete patching on Elmain Road between U.S. Route 34 and Menards Distribution Center, said funds to be taken from the Transportation Sales Tax Fund. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Old business, new business. May I have a motion to approve the proclamation establishing its R. Fox River Day, a watershed-wide celebration.
So moved.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Gilmore. I think you all said it in unison over there. Ms. Flowers, do you want to read that for us?
What page was that?
Does anybody have it up?
Page 39.
Oh.
Page 39.
You want to read it? You found it first. You go.
I got to explain it. Whereas the Fox River was central to the lives of Native Americans inhabiting the Fox River Valley in Wisconsin and Illinois for millennia, providing an abundance of food and water to wildlife and those native populations. And whereas the Fox River was essential to the lives of early settlers of the Fox River Valley, providing a source of water and power to mill the grains to feed those settlers, saw the lumber to shelter those settlers, and drive the early machinery which formed the commercial and industrial base that gave first growth to our community. And whereas the Fox River, once a fine fishery and source of public water, became burdened with the uncontrolled discharge of industrial, commercial, and municipal waste, with the resulting pollution threatening the health and welfare of all populations of the Fox River, including human and wildlife. And whereas sustained and increasingly diligent and effective efforts have been made over the past century to reduce and eliminate pollution and changes to our river's natural shorelines. And whereas the Fox River has been largely freed from its burden of pollution and once again has become a safe source of recreation and reliable public water supply, with its fish and wildlife population in clear recovery. Whereas the County of Kendall, Illinois recognizes the historic, present, future value of this unique and precious natural resource to our community and all other communities within and beyond the Fox River. Now, therefore, I,
Scott Grider,
by virtue vested in me as a county board chairman of the County of Kendall, Illinois, do hereby proclaim Saturday, September 21st, 2019, and every third Saturday of September, every year thereafter, shall be recognized as it's our Fox River Day, and to have and support events, public and private, that honor and celebrate the life and well-being of the Fox River for us to share now and with generations to come.
Thank you. Roll call, or all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next up, may I have a motion to approve resolution granting the Kendall County Coroner authority to enter into facilities use agreements on behalf of Kendall County, Illinois.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Flowers. Scott?
This is very similar to the agreement that the sheriff had earlier this year. It allows the coroner's office to use the Oswego new PD building for training, and Jackie's here as well if there's specific questions about it.
Any questions on this? Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Thank you. Elected official reports and other department reports. Sheriff. You brought a lot of help with you today.
Okay. Real quick, I just wanted to update you guys with the health department, our partnership there with Dr. Tokars and her staff. They started the mental health services for the inmates. They're in there 16 hours a week, which is really great. So 4 days a week, they're in there to offer the services. So we're hoping that can, and we're trying to focus on the Kendall inmates, so hopefully we can cut down on some recidivism as well. And then also, I believe in 2 or 3 weeks, Bobby, will be the second chance graduation of some of our inmates, new program that we started for the inmates, and again, in order to reduce some recidivism and give them some opportunities. So that's about it, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the sheriff?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good job. County clerk and recorder.
My revenue report is in the packet. Do you have any questions?
Questions for Debbie? Treasurer. Clerk of the court. State's attorney. Mr. Weiss.
No, I don't have much. We do have one of our senior felony assistants is retiring. Robert Doors put in 20 years as being a prosecutor, both here in Page County. Been with our office in the second stint for 13 years, and he is going to be retiring next year, so we'll be filling. Mm-hmm. That's about the first time in 13 years we've lost one of our felony prosecutors. So, good for him. He may enjoy life with his wife and stuff he did, so good for him. So, other than that, I do want to thank them all. I know Dwight already did for one of the projects, but she hosted a event last week on September 12th, raising funding for preschool and kindergarten events and programs through United Way. It was a good discussion, a lot of good people there, kind of focusing on the front end as opposed to what Dwight and I see from the back end of dealing with the problems later on down the line. So thanks to them all for hosting that and for allowing us to have an hour or so of the time to get that work. Other than that, if there's any questions, things are moving along.
Thank you. Coroner. Good morning. How are you?
So in my report should be in your packet, but in the month of August, we had 22 deaths, of which 19 were natural. We had 2 accidents and 1 suicide. Chief Deputy Gotti attended a NEMART training on evidence processing at the Westmont Police Department. I attended a training presented by the Illinois Coroners and Medical Examiners Association, which meets all of my CE hours that are required each year. I attended the Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Wisconsin White House Regional Conference for State Officials Day. Dave Jordan attended medical legal death investigation training in St. Louis, and then by completing that, he was able to move up now to deputy coroner. And we had just under 26 hours of community service were completed in the office this past month.
So questions for Jackie?
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Health Department.
That makes us mad.
Good morning. I just have one announcement. This week on the 20th, we're going to be doing a violence prevention training. It's just a small training, but anybody who's interested can come. It's from 10 to 12. So violence prevention at the health department from 10 to 12. If anybody is interested, just give me a call. And I just want, we're doing this in a small room, so I just want to make sure we can accommodate.
What day did you say?
This Friday, the 20th, from 10 to 12 at the health department. So looking at the components are looking at the handling of the physical environment, surveying the scene and all the components of that, and de-escalation.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor of Assessments. I don't see Andy today. All right. Any need for executive session?
No.
Standing committee reports, admin, HR, and revenue GIS. Did we make that longer?
I need a motion to approve a contract with MentorNet for 300 megabytes of fiber internet connection for a term of 48 months at a cost of $860 per month.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion on that? Roll call.
Mr. Giles.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
All eyes, thank you.
I also need a motion to approve a contract with Panda Consulting to update the GIS parcel fabric data model in an amount not to exceed $30,000.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Giles. Discussion? Mr. Keppel.
Just wanted to note a couple things on this. We're about 15 years behind on our parcel fabric data. It will make it much better and
not
much
surprised.
More modern for use by the public and by our staff. And additionally, that this project will be done in November, so we're going to be paying half out of this year's budget, half out of next year's budget in GIS, and GIS will still come in under budget with this project.
Great. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
Mr. Giles.
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Kellogg.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing a budget transfer in the fiscal year 2019 budget from the general fund to the Social Service for Senior Citizens Fund, Building Fund Number 260, County Election Fund, which is new, and Treatment Alternative Court Fund, which is new.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded, but you made the motion, right? Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yep. Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All eyes, thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Minus?
Oh, we do have budget hearings coming up.
25th and 26th?
25th, 26th, yeah, the times. And we're doing a committee of the whole meeting mirroring that. So if we get a quorum for committee of the whole, it'll be a committee of the whole budget hearing. If we don't, it'll just be a finance, and it's 25th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And everybody's given 15 minutes as we have in the past. Bring popcorn.
Thank you. Special committee reports, historic preservation.
We met last night we are actively recruiting for some new members.
Okay. How many do we need?
Five. So
five new members?
No, we need two members.
Oh. It's like that's all committee.
But we have five people on the committee. So, but we are looking for people who are interested in historic preservation. Anyone with legal background, history backgrounds, or architectural backgrounds would be more than welcome. So,
there are a couple of those spots are required to be of a certain background,
yes,
right? Are those
yeah.
the two that are up or?
We need a historian and an architect.
Historian and an architect are needed? Okay. So for those of you that have the ability to reach lots of people at one time, we're looking for a historian and an architect to fill places on the Historic Preservation mm-hmm. Commission. Board of Health, Tony.
We're meeting tonight to discuss our strategic plan update and kind of some of our policy, how we do that. We're on a much better page with how we request projects and getting in line with Mr. Kellogg's and his facility management committee. So that way, when things are requested, we have the proper protocol to do that. So that's fantastic. And then we're going to be meeting at the Oswego Police Station. So the Oswego Police Chief will be there. The Yorkville Police Chief will be there. If the sheriff gets there, then that would mean we reunite the band for another tour, but we'll see about that. So, but no, that's all that we have there.
Great. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I guess Oswego's the training ground, huh? Is that what you were getting at? With the sheriff moving up and Jim Jensen now.
Yeah, so the sheriff and him. They all started right there. And
yeah.
Maybe they'll play a set for us or something.
You were the public safety chair as well for Oswego at one point.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. where am I at? Other business. Oh, sorry, Scott Keppel.
I just had something under other business to mention. I know the solar project is a big, it's on everybody's radar.
Yep.
We're working with Yorkville on getting some fencing updates done to reduce the cost. The costs that came in on the initial fencing proposal and the special use permit were quite high. So we're looking at some other options, and there was a really good meeting with Green Energy and Yorkville staff yesterday. So that's progressing. Everything else we're looking at, putting together a timeline soon once we get that all buttoned up. The new mayor has been very helpful with helping us get through some issues and roadblocks that we had in the past with getting our special use done properly. So we're trying to get that done so we can contain the costs and get the project going and go live before April 1st of next year.
All right, that sounds. What's that? Okay, other business, Mr. Weiss.
Just a reminder, the Open Meetings Act training with the Illinois Attorney General's Office is this Thursday at 5:30, Kendall County Courthouse. I know I'll see you all there. But more importantly, for those that don't have the smaller boards, smaller elected officials, units, it's good to get there. It's free. You get to ask questions at the Attorney General's Office and avoid issues down the road. So that's the thing, is to be preventive. It. Come in and ask the questions so you don't end up dealing with them down the road. So 5:30, Kendall County Courthouse. RSVP if you can so they know the handouts. If not, just show up and we'll make you a handout.
I know that I spoke to one of the sanitary district commissioners and he intends to be there.
We've got townships, we've got fire protection districts. It's good to see that we're getting some of the smaller units that don't have council sitting with them at every meeting that can help that issue. So.
I also wanted to mention the Mill Road paving is underway. And Fran, you're in the way back of the room, otherwise I'd have you give a quick update on it. But I think mostly it's almost all complete except for shoulder work and striping. Does that sound right? All right, he's nodding his head. So did you have your hand up?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. So that is underway. I think that'll be completed by next week, potentially, or at least 2 weeks at the most. But so that's coming along. I spoke to the mayor of Yorkville as well, just briefly about that. And we're both very happy with how that quickly that's coming along. So thanks, Fran, for your efforts on that once again. And Tony?
Just a quick reminder. Today is the 232nd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. So just a reminder to everybody, and at some point you could maybe pause and thank the people who have served and are currently serving, not only to protect our country, foreign but domestic as well, and those who are serving every day through our law enforcement.
Yeah, well said. Appreciate that. And a couple of quick updates on our chairman's report. We have a employee, kind of a thank you, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. We're calling it the Taste of Italy this year. Usually we've been kind of doing this the last couple of years in lieu of the picnic. So October 3rd, it'll be at the Public Safety Center at 11:30. All of these are 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. October 3rd at the Public Safety Center, October 9th at the HHS building, October 29th at the Courthouse Jury Room, and October 31st here in this building. So if you guys want to mark your calendars for those. And then I also just wanted to reiterate that Friday we have the Committee of the Whole, the cow on the farm, as we like to say. Scott, do you have the specific details on?
We're still getting everything finally buttoned out about all the stops and everything, getting that completely done. But there will be a cat bus available here at the county office building at 8:30. And we plan to go into session for Committee of the Whole while we're there like we had done in the past. It's not very formal. There won't be any agenda items other than discussion. And it's the intent is to be a tour of some farming communities with the help of the Farm Bureau.
Yeah, and it's the combination of the new Kendall Grundy Farm Bureau, and my understanding is Grundy County is also going to be sending some yes. board members as well, so it'll be a good opportunity to meet some fellow board members from Grundy County, too. Public comment? The record shows no one. Questions from the press?
No questions.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Let the record show that when member Kellogg sits by himself, we get out in 25 minutes.